Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Patrick and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues in order to complete a survey. It's very quick and confidential. Would you like to proceed with the survey, excuse me?
About what?
Well, it's about these coming elections and also about local issues. If you are registered to vote in Texas, I will appreciate your participation.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent? Excuse me?
Impartial.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas State Legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, or usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
It depends on the issues that are out there and what they're doing about it. I mean, I can't say, you know, yeah.
Okay. So, if we
sorry, I'm not helpful, but...
No, no problem. Thank you so much for that information. But if we need to select one of these three options, which will say that it will fit better? The last one, vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, it is time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
Well, if the people vote for them, then, you know, there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. But if you need to select one of these two options, would you like to continue, or do you think that it's time for a change in direction and political leadership? Continue. Thank you.
It depends on the options I have. And so far,
yeah,
they've been really poor. They've been very poor.
I understand. And thank you so much for that answer. And next one, which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Healthcare cost is the first option. Second option, funding for public schools and teacher pay. Another option, the economy, inflation, and jobs. Another option, legal immigration and the border. Gun violence, property taxes, violent crime, or abortion rights?
Economy.
Economy, right? Thank you. And which is the next most important problem or issue? The same answers or the same options. If you want, I can read it again.
Same answer. You know.
Okay. Okay. So the last question is about the principal problem right now. And now this question says the next most important problem that we will face.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the first of your question.
Yeah, the last question says, what is the main problem or issue right now? And you said that is the economy, right? And now this question says, which is the next most important problem or issue? The healthcare costs, the funding for public schools and teacher pay, the illegal immigration and the border, gun violence, property taxes, violent crime, or abortion rights?
Healthcare.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so now, next, you need to mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. I will provide you some options, and please say if you are very favorable or not. So the first option is Ken Paxton. Do you know her? Do you think
it's not a her? It's a man.
Okay, sorry, my bad. Yes, Ken Paxton.
Yes.
That's correct. Yes. You feel very favorable or somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable with him.
Somewhat favorable.
All right, thank you. Next one, Laurel Jordan Swift.
Who?
Laurel Jordan Swift.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, we can select don't know. Next one, Joe Biden.
Nope. He's too old. He's not running anymore. I mean, he resigned.
Yeah, that's correct, but just...
I know that's correct because I watched the news.
Okay, yes.
Kamala Harris is in charge right now.
Yeah, that's correct, and I do apologize because he's still in this survey that option, Joe Biden, but we can continue with the next option, if you want.
Joe Biden is not an option for me.
Okay.
He's too
old.
I
understand. Okay. So if we need to select an option, it will be very unfavorable in case that he will run for future.
Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden?
Needs to retire and stay retired.
Yes, I understand. Okay. So I will put very unfavorable if you want, or somewhat unfavorable.
Sure.
Okay.
Can we wrap this up, please? I've got company coming, so.
Okay, I understand. Yes, it will be just 3 or 4 minutes more if you have
time.
Okay,
let's move along.
Okay, sure. Next one, Mark LaHood.
Don't know enough about him.
Okay. Don't know. Donald Trump?
He's also getting old.
Okay, so we can put very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable, excuse me.
Somewhat,
okay. Ted Cruz, sorry.
Don't know enough about him, but...
Don't know.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable or unfavorable, excuse me.
That's what I said favorable, yes.
Okay, thank you. Steve Allison.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Colin Arret.
Who?
It says Colin Arret. Do you know him?
Who's it? It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure right now what he does.
Okay, no problem. I will pull don't know. And the last one, Kamala Harris.
Not crazy about her.
I understand. We can put...
Not favorable.
Okay. Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable, excuse me.
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Okay. Excuse me?
No, I said, okay, so are we done or not?
No, it's just a couple of questions more. I will read it as soon as possible. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I'm sorry, that's private information. I don't share that.
Okay, we can put that answer. Don't worry. Next question.
I'm not worried.
Okay, no, I mean... it's okay, right, to
let's just
answer
move
that.
Along, sir, please. Yeah, let's move along.
Okay, no problem. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Arret, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know yet.
Okay. Thank you. And the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Lauren Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote?
Well, I know nothing about Lauren, so what happens is before we vote, we educate ourselves, not during the year, okay? When voting time comes, that's what we do. So I, you know, don't know anything about Lauren, so I have no idea.
I understand. Okay. Thank you for that information. Okay, next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Mark LaHood is pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and father of four children. Mark is proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is the time for bold, unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. And Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans, and she will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat? If you are undecided, we can select that option too.
Yes, like I said, we advocate our before we go voting, so.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much. And my American culture, Mark, which side you agree with most? The first statement says, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate Americans, saying it's racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. The second statement says, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger and everybody, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. From these two statements, Mark, which side you agree with most?
The last one. My company is arriving. Are we about done?
Oh, okay. If you want, we can set a callback if you don't have time anymore.
No, not tonight.
Okay, we can
maybe
do it tomorrow.
Some other day. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I gotta go.
Have a nice day. Bye bye. Thank you so much for your time.